Hi, I'm Huda.
Hi, I'm Christina. You are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Christina.
In previous episode, we had special guests, and this time my guest very special for me and most of refugee students. She helped us to learn more English, and she's supporting us to improve our writing. Thank you for accepting our invitation.
Thank you for having me today.
Could you introduce yourself for us?
Sure. My name is Christina. I am an ELD teacher and coordinator. I've been teaching ELD for about 6 years. I absolutely adore my job, being able to work with students from all around the world and with different home languages. I get to learn so much as well every day.
So can you tell us how was your feeling when you first time started to teach ELD student and, you know, they have no English when they came? So how was that for you?
I love it. I feel like it's an amazing challenge to be able to help students communicate. I feel that communication obviously is very, very important. And whether that is with actions, gestures, pictures, you know, showing visuals, walking someone somewhere and touching something so they can see what something is. I love that challenge. I love being able to communicate and also see the progress from when students don't speak very much English and then when they're able to exit our program.
You're always supporting us and encouraging us to participate with any activity we have in our school or out of our school. So how that mean for you and why are you doing that?
I do that because I feel like it's a very important thing for both the community here and also for our students. Our students are able to participate and belong to different groups and share with other community members their stories, their lives, their experiences that most people have not experienced here. And also for the community, the students that you go and share stories with in elementary schools or for the senior citizens that you share your stories with, they don't always have the opportunities to be with people from other countries and from other backgrounds, and they're able to learn so much. So I think it's a win-win situation for both students to share and work on their English and feel comfortable doing that, and for the students and senior citizens and community members to learn from all of you that are learning English.
One of my favorite projects was last year in my school. I did it. It was like very amazing for me because it was like first time for me to talk in front of people and maybe most of students too, ELD student. And I love it because we shared our photos and some students, they shared their skills. And really that was amazing. And I saw in like in the ELD student families, they're proud of their children because they were doing in front of people and in another language. So really that was powerful for me because it's just something special I did it.
Yeah, I love the photo narrative project. It's amazing. The students are able to take photos from their perspective of their communities, of their families, of their school. Then to complement those photos, they can write personal narratives or poems, or vice versa. They can write a personal narrative or a poem that they love and then try to take, you know, or to take a photo to complement that. A lot of times we focus on image as metaphor so that they can really start to understand that concept in writing as well as with the image, with the photography. So I love this project as well.
Mrs. Negrete is special for me because last year when I came to here, I was in level one English and she like raised me to level two. I was very nervous and I was didn't want it because I was new and I said I would be with like English they have higher than me. But she told me one thing really that encouraged me and support me. She told me you are smart and you can do it. And really that made me like really happy and proud of myself.
That's just beautiful. Thank you so much.
All I have saying I would like to give for all my teacher and special for you. It's like Turkish saying. It says a good teacher is like a candle. It consumes itself to light the way for others. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And tashakkur in Turkish. Oh. Thank you. And shukran, of course, in Arabic. Thank you so much. From here, we are building cultural bridges.
من هنا نبني جسر الثقافات.